me da un gran gusto.
It is a great pleasure for me to see you presiding over our work.
To deliver this statement on behalf of a group of countries that have presented a draft Protocol 6 and continue to advocate for a legally binding instrument to prohibit and regulate autonomous weapon systems. Colleagues, at the last annual meeting on the high contracting parties of the CCW held in November 2023, the group of experts agree on a new mandate for a group of experts. This new mandate reflects progress since it instructs the high contracting parties to formulate a set of elements of an instrument taking into account the previous work of the GGE on loss and other examples of existing protocols and other related normative or operational framework. If we interpret this mandate in a light of the call made in October 2023 by the UN Secretary General and the President of the ICRC appealing for a legally binding instrument to prohibit and regulate autonomous weapon systems, and we nurture it with the acquis of the GGE, has assembled for more than a decade, our discussion looks very promising. We already have a considerable foundations to base our work on, strengthened by the common elements that have arisen through constructive engagement among delegations. From the process so far, our group of 15 countries highlights as central points of convergence that recognize that. First, the development, production, possession, acquisition, deployment, transfer, or use of autonomous weapon systems under any circumstances should comply with international law, including the purpose and principles and rights in the Charter of the United Nations, international human rights law, and international humanitarian law. Second, meaningful human control must be reiterated through all the whole life cycle of these weapon systems. To ensure compliance with applicable international law, weapon systems that operate detached from meaningful human control are de facto unlawful and ethically questionable. Three, autonomous weapon systems may progressively challenge the faculty of the international community to ensure accountability in the use of force. The international community must reject autonomous weapon systems that hinder the capacity to identify those responsible for international wrongful acts. We encourage, Mr. President, the high contracting parties to keep in mind these common elements while we need our new mandate as we move on with our work in the GGE. We take this opportunity to recall for the consideration of the GGE that this group of 15 has previously suggested a blueprint on how to operationalize these communities in the form of a legally binding instrument with the summation of a draft Protocol 6, presented on its second version in May 2023. The draft protocol positions the need to regulate autonomous weapon systems under obligations that all high contracting parties to the CCW share: the compliance with international law, including international humanitarian law and international human rights. The 8 articles of the draft protocol develop the key elements that have become recurrent in our discussion on how to consolidate a regulation on AWS. Characterization, and with this section it deals with the notion on human-machine interaction, meaningful human control, and ethical considerations, responsibility, and accountability. It proceeds then to lay out possible provisions and regulations parameters for legal reviews. It also underscores the importance of the regular provision of capacity building activities covering risk mitigation in the development of autonomous weapon systems. Mr. President, colleagues, ours is only one of the multiple proposals presented by high contracting parties available for us to implement this new mandate. There is plenty of work ahead of us. We are looking forward to supporting you and cooperating with all the stakeholders of the CCW so we can carry out our tasks effectively. Let us not delay anymore. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Thank you for your nice words again.